learn about the Czech Republic if I can get this beer open. This promises to be a very rare, very educational show.
Life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tied to poop, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it, fuck you.
Kinda easy when you listen to the G'd up sound. Pioneer speakers bumping as I smoke on a pound. I got the sound for your ass, and it's easy to see that this DJ be Warren G. Can I get in where I fit in?
Hey everybody, welcome to another show. I have a special beer from the Czech Republic, Czechvar Premium Czech Lager. This is a product of the Czech Republic, brewed and bottled by the brewery BBNP in Český Budějovice. This is going well. Český Beetlejuice, let's just say. It has foil on the top, like it's fucking champagne. And I cracked the lid off, but now there's foil all around the tip of it. This is terrible. This would be like if I asked for a blowjob and cut the tip off of a condom. And the condom was made out of foil. Is anyone else using foil condoms, or am I behind the times with that? We've got Czechoslovakia today. We've got a couple emails that I received that we need to get to. We may need to give a call to our friends at Big Wave Radio and see what they've got for my ass today. And some other things. Apples, Craigslist, breakfast menus, all kinds of good shit. Stay tuned.
And what I did for extra fees was break niggas after work playing get like me. I was 14 years old, having a sack. Just a young motherfucker eating value packs, shooting dice in the corners of the public schools. And I used to gang bang, but now it's a G thing. And I still know how to make those ends. You don't believe me? Go ask the twins, motherfucker. It's kinda easy when you listen to the G-Dubs.
So starting right off, I forgot what we were going to start right off. Oh, we were going to start off with the Czech Republic. You know, here's the thing. I looked up some things about the Czech Republic. I know nothing about the Czech Republic. Here's what I know. When I see a country name and it starts with C and then goes to a Z, I say, all right, well, that's not a place for me. C plus Z equals not for me, right? But fuck it. I could learn to get along with the Czech Republic, maybe. I don't know. I mean, whenever I see, they should change their name or change, because I'm sure that's they have some crazy letters there anyway we don't have. Oh, this beer expired a month and a half ago. Oh, God, I better hurry. Oh, it should be noted that I bought this today. That's good times. At any rate, you know, I don't know, though, because if they have that C and the Z, I just assume, like, oh, God, there was a death train headed into that country for sure. Whether, you know, maybe it was a Holocaust thing, maybe they did their own sort of, you know. I feel like every country in Europe did their own Holocaust. I don't know. This is how good of history I learned in school. You know, I took AP history in high school, which is unimportant. All it means is, you know, you took a history class and you had to write an essay. I had to write an essay about the triangle trade where they traded slaves for, like, I don't know, rum or sugar or something, and then took that shit to somewhere else and then started over. And so I was trying to say, you know, something about why they did the triangle trade, and I said, well, it's like Ice Cube said, life ain't nothing but bitches and money, right? I passed this test. So there you go. I mean, though incendiary and, you know, indicating that I was probably an idiot, kind of makes the same point, right? And maybe, who knows? I mean, the person who's grading it, either maybe they said, oh, that's very prescient using, you know, urban rap lyrics to talk about slave trade. That's actually quite relevant. Or they could have just been like, well, I've just been grading these papers all summer. While living in a dorm, that's what they do. They live in the dorm at school, grade these long papers day in and day out, and probably just get real wasted, right? on expired Czech beer. Ugh. Hate a piece of the foil for sure. Here's some facts about the Czech Republic. The Czech Republic has the most hospital beds per inhabitant in the European Union. Well, that's good. I mean, I would think there'd be some that have some pretty good... God, this foil's stuck, like, in my throat. Excuse me for a second. Hot. This is how I get all the babes doing this show. Oh, you know what? So right after you find out they have the most hospital beds, Czech people have the second highest death rate for cancer in the European Union after Hungary. Again, Hungary. It's a horrible country name. Oh, what's your country name? Starving. How are you? Yeah, what's your name? Oh, you're content, the country? Oh, that sounds nice. Yeah, we went with Hungary. You know, we figured that would really draw a lot of people to it. People would be drawn to that. I am very hungry. This is an extremely serious situation. Take it seriously. Some of them are Slavic. Oh, big fucking deal. There are over 2,000 castles, keeps, and castle ruins in the Czech Republic. One of the highest density in the world. Notably after Belgium and France. Well, that sounds great. A bunch of fucking castles and ruins. I don't think you can count ruins as castles. Can you? We have a lot of ruins. That would mean Detroit is like the greatest American city, if you include ruins. You know, and shithole and fire pits that were once houses. That'd be like saying, oh, this city has the highest population if you include graves. Oh, one of the most famous Czech sportswomen. One of the most famous Czech sportswomen? Is tennis champion Martina Navratilova, born in 1956. Statistically, the second best female player of the 20th century behind Steffi Graf. Martina I'm going to see what she looked like. I'm going to just put in a bunch of shit and into it L-O-V-A. Google will know. Google did it. I want to see a video. What happens in tennis? I have no fucking idea. Everett versus Navratilova, final, Australian Open, 1981. Oh my god, this is 2 hours long. Here's Steffi Graf versus Serena Williams. Okay. Hey, Legends of Wimbledon, it just says Pete. That could be me. I'm a legend in Wimbledon, I don't know if you heard about that. I exposed myself to more tennis players than any other person. Legend. Legendary man. I have to say, I mean, tennis players still with the skirts. They really stick to those skirts. It's funny to me, you know, people shit themselves about, like, lingerie bowl. Meanwhile, you know, I can remember my mom was a big tennis fan. And I had mixed feelings about it, mostly because it was really boring. But you would watch women in these skirts run around, and they were, like, grunting the whole, like, you know. I remember having a little bit of a chubster watching some tennis. Let's see if we have some sound here. Oh, that's nice. That includes this year. Are we hearing, like, the announcement of the... Let's skip to the actual fucking tennis. I don't need to... She's not grunting. Do they mic the tennis players? Is that how they capture the grunts? You know, it's a lot of times it seemed like inordinate amount of times. It's basically, here's the rule. Was I watching this with my mom? Yes? Okay, then they were going to be nipping out as well. So basically, I can see everything. You know, you see their underpants, you see their butts, you see their legs, and you see their nipples, which really, seeing the nipples through the shirt isn't about seeing the nipples so much as once you see the nipples, it makes it 1,000 times easier to imagine the breast. Because you're like, oh, that's the way everything's pointing. I see. I'm starting to, you know, and it becomes, instead of one wad, two separate orbs in there. Anyway, for, you know, a 12, 13-year-old Pete, it was plenty. Tennis was plenty. Yeah, I mean, these ladies have... I don't know, nice legs, I guess. They look rather sturdy. A lot of slow-mo in tennis, too. I mean, this was even a couple years before I was born, and I'm already in. You know, if I could go back in time and expose myself to these tennis players instead, Lord knows I would. Wow, we learned a lot about the Czech Republic, didn't we? Me talking about exposing myself, like, yeah, I showed my penis, here's when I had a boner, and that's the Czech Republic. Thanks, everybody. Should we do one more thing? I always find this hilarious. Every country has its own national anthem. And I bet this is going to sound sinister to me, to my, you know, shitty American ears. Here we go. Well, that's not bad. Better get better. It's only a minute and 17 seconds. 1,425 people like this. 124 do not. And comments have been disabled. Yeah. This is really boring. I'm going to skip ahead. That's probably disrespectful. Oh, modern slavery. Czech Republic. That sounds nice. The Obedient Wives Club. Oh, that's Malay. Ooh, God. Girl Killers India. This is not going the way I expected. I thought this was going to be a lot more fun. You know, like a kid's essay about triangle trade and slavery as opposed to a serious look into slavery or something along those lines. And that's the Czech Republic. While I have this open, I think we should give another call to Big Wave Radio. What are they playing right now, you might be asking? The best hits of today? Carly Rae Jepsen featuring someone, Tonight I'm Getting Over You, the radio edit. Because she's 10, so she probably shouldn't be saying cunt as much as she's saying it in her songs. For those of you who are maybe unfamiliar to this, here's the thing. I need to call this radio station for a few reasons, but mostly because allegedly my grandmother liked them on Facebook. But this is impossible because she's a corpse. However, when I made this point to them that it was impossible for her to have liked their station, they said, oh, here's how you can memorialize her, whatever. And I said, sir? Sir? That's not what I'm asking you about. I'm telling you, you're not getting your money's worth out of your ads. No response. So I said, you know what? I'm not calling to harass Big Wave Radio. I'm just calling to figure it, because maybe my grandma did like this. Maybe she was a Carly Rae Jepsen fan. You know, maybe this is what gave her a lot of solace in her final moments. You know, as the breathing machine's going up and down. I'm talking about what to do with her ashes. So let's give them a call, huh? I don't know, last time they answered, another time they didn't. It's a little late, but fuck it. Let's see what happens. You know, I'm gonna request a song. Waiting for this guy to pick up, you know? Last time, he couldn't have got off the phone fast enough. I think he'd just be waiting for requests. But, you know, it seemed like he was a little too busy in the last time. I don't think they're going to pick up. I'm just going to have to use my material on the voicemail here. Request a song. Maybe they'll get to it tomorrow.
Hey, you've reached Big Wave Radio. We can't take your call right now.
Boo!
You're calling from along with your shout-out music request or dedication, and if we like it, we'll just play it for you. Remember, you can listen live 24/7 online at BigWave.com.
Bye, bye, bye. Don't go there. Hey, Big Wave. I was calling. I had a song I wanted you to play. I can't remember what it's called. I'm really bad with song names because I'm a complete retarded. But I was hoping that maybe I could sing it and like you could recognize it and then play it, if that's possible. So I'm just going to do a little a cappella version of the song for you. And hopefully you'll get it, and then you'll be able to play it. So here's how I remember it goes, a little something like this. Boom, 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 boom. Tell me what you're gonna do. What are they gonna hide? Judgment comes for you. Not to miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. That song meant a lot to me and my grandma. She passed away, but she was a big fan of Big Wave. So I wanted to put that in for her as she passed away. You know, she's really been dead to us for a while. Honestly, you know, parts of her started to go. Breasts. Those were sagging pretty terrible, let me tell you. Anyway, if you can play that song, that would be great. And just, you know, have a great night. Thanks, Big Wave. Bye. Well, we tried. Some other time. We'll get them. Don't worry. They're live 24/7. You know, they got to come back around eventually. So moving right along, I did have a few emails that were sent to me that needed to be answered, required an answer, because they needed help, and I like to help. So here's the first. Dear Snowman, why do they always ask you if you need help out at the grocery store? Who the hell says yes? I have tried to come up with a scenario where I'm so incapacitated I can't manage to get my groceries to and into my car. Yet I'm not so incapacitated to prevent me from shopping at a store the size of two city blocks and getting all the way to checkout without help. Said scenario does not exist. So why do they force this additional social interaction on me? It's bad enough I have too much shit going through the self-check and have to talk to the cashier. Why? Why? Thanks from Allergic to Social Contact. I am glad you asked that question, because I have a lot of things to say about this. I recently started shopping at the organic food store because the food at my normal store is turning into total shit. I'm not picky. I'm not a picky man, okay? If I were to buy grapes, I require that one grape out of all the grapes be an eatable grape, and that maybe five at least appear to be ones that I would eat and then turned out to be bitter poison. So a total of six grapes that appear like I could eat them, and one turns out to be okay. That's a satisfactory ratio for me. And yet, they've not been able to meet that ratio. Every onion I turn over is brown on the bottom. You know, they're turning the onions, I guarantee you. They're flattening them, they take them, they just flatten them in a press, and put the shit side down. That, I bet they have a big poster taped up in the back that says, shit side down, don't forget, shit side down. That's like their philosophy of their store, shit side down. It's really nice. It's a nice environment to go to and pick out groceries. Shit side down store. It's, you know, really makes a person feel good. I really like having a, you know, small container of cut up watermelon and then immediately having diarrhea. Eat it walking home. I live three blocks away. Couldn't even make it home without, you know, clenching my ass to make it in the door because of watermelon. What could have been in there? You know what I mean? Who knows? Who knows how you turn watermelon into diarrhea that fast? But it's a severe problem. I can tell you that right now. It is not the way watermelon is intended to be processed by the human body. This I'm sure of. Of this, I am certain. So at the organic food store, they do not have the self-checkout, which is a problem. Because I don't like the social interaction either. I am a big fan of wearing headphones at the grocery store and the Target and basically anywhere, period. Let's just stop. I wear them in the car. I wear them when I'm far. I wear them when I'm with a har. It's stretching already, but you get the idea. I wear them often, way too often. I actually have wondered about whether or not it would work to date someone and you could each listen to your individual iPods while you had sex. Because I think everyone sort of wants to listen to music when they have sex, but I don't think we can all agree on what kind of music to listen to, right? I mean, maybe this should be a part on Match.com. You know, you fill out the profile and then you say, what music would you have sex to? And you put it in there, the kind of thing you'd have sex to. But you know what? It's a dangerous game, having sex to music. I mean, if you're married, I guess it's fine. But for me, it's a dangerous game because you have sex to a song and then you're not with that girl anymore. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, well, that was our sex song. Now it's not, but it still is. A song can be not a sex song, but once it's a sex song forever. This does not apply to masturbation, I've discovered. That I just tune out while I'm damaging my own penis. So, you know, it doesn't penetrate. Anyway, the organic food store. So I wear my headphones everywhere. This includes, you know, at the gymnasium. I will go so far as to, if I've forgotten my iPod, which is a tragedy beyond tragedies, but if I do and I have my headphones, this has happened a number of times, I will just put the headphone cord into my shorts pocket or my sweatpants pocket or just tuck it into the waistband because I would rather people just thought I was listening to something. Even that, you know, I like listening to things, but I also like the benefit of having a barrier from other people putting things into my ears to listen to, like their stupid voices and ideas. You know, just listen to this. You don't need to listen to those people. Listen to me. I will tell you what to do. You know, you're at the store right now. Skip the green pepper. Get the red. You'll thank me. Change all your green pepper recipes to red. You will never go back. The green? Too soggy. Too soft. Some people have said that green is too soft to carry on. Okay. Anyway. So that's a good question because, you know, you're pushing around a cart full of shit. And how would you have gotten it through the store and not be able to make... And you got from your car to the store and then around the store with all the stuff. And then, you know, and the other thing is half the time when I was going to the shit store, I walked there. So like, would you like help out? So how does that work? They walk me out the door and then just give me all the bags? All right, thanks. Now that we've gone that 10 feet together, I think I can make the rest myself. This is perfect. What kind of idiot plan is that? And I don't understand, too, because they ask me, and I got to say, I mean, you know, one of my things of giving up on life entirely is going straight from the gymnasium to the grocery store, sweats and all. And when I say sweats, I mean both the fabrics I'm wearing and the stains of sweat on those fabrics. You know, I look like someone... People have asked me if it's raining before. Let's put it that way. Oh, is it raining? And I say no, and I don't understand what they're asking. And then I said, oh my God, I'm so sweaty. My life. So they will ask no matter what. I think this must be... Oh, Jesus. This must be one of those things they have to ask. For example, got a nice phone call from Comcast last weekend. My God. They call me on the weekend at, you know, 9 or 10 a.m. This happened a couple times, and every time it's the same thing. I pick up, and I'm like, hello, and they say, yeah, Comcast, I was calling about offering you a new special deal. We could give you... And I say, ma'am, no thank you. I know you have to do this for your job, but no thank you. I'm going to pass today. And she says, all right, well, we do have a new special where you can get 40 channels. And I say, ma'am, I really... I'm not interested. I have no desire for those channels. I have seen what's on them. I hate it. I don't like you. I kind of wish we were all dead. I'm looking forward to the apocalypse. So, no. Can I say no in a more, you know, and then the last thing I said, and I said no, and she said, I'm just trying to save you money, which I fucking hate that. Like, I'm going to say, oh, she's on my side, you know. She's the one, this must be her last day at Comcast, and she's just trying to save people, you know, she's going underground. She's gone rogue at Comcast. It's her last, she's my last day, anyway. I'm going to give people a deal of a lifetime. Fuck that. You know what I mean? She's just sitting there miserable, doing what, I don't know what the hell they're doing while they're on the phone, but it's not listening, that's for sure. And you can tell it's like a 3 times rule. You know, you have to say no 3 times. So when she said, I'm trying to save you money, I just said, ma'am, things are going to get real rude if you don't let me go now. Because they were. I was going to go right back to her. How long you worked at Comcast? I mean, it's probably not right to do that voice, right? But at the same time, she called me and bothered me. What are you going to do? And what am I going to do? Pretend she had some other... That's the voice she had. I'm telling you. And you've gotten calls from Comcast. You know what happens. So the point is, at the grocery store, I'm sure that they are required to do this. Much like at the bookstore they used to have here. And they, you know, I was buying God knows what. I think I was buying a Playboy because I had a short story I wanted to read in it. This is true. I bought this Playboy and had a short story I wanted to read in it. Who was naked in it? A couple female wrestlers. Well, that's a treat. You know? I mean, I guess if you watched wrestling and you're watching these ladies tussle around hoping that, like, a boob's going to pop out, or I don't know if we really hope that half a vagina is going to pop out. That, I don't think that would be very alluring. But, you know, I guess if you spent 50 hours of your life watching them tussle around, it might be exciting to see them naked in Playboy. But for me, not really a fan of wrestling, to say the least. It's just like, oh, these are some robust, sturdy ladies here. You know, they're not bad looking, but not thrilled. Not real thrilled with the choices that have been made here, Playboy. Okay? And now I have to buy this. I look like a double Uber idiot because I'm not only buying a Playboy, but I'm like, oh, I also like wrestling. So these are my two hobbies, is jacking off to wrestlers and watching wrestlers. Sometimes at the same time. You know. So I go up to the desk, and the lady has to. I found out later they had to recommend a book to everybody, and it was the same book. It's not like she could say, okay, well, he's coming up with this, and say, you know, oh, I would recommend Penthouse. Did you notice we also have Penthouse? That's got chicks pissing on each other. If you're ready to take it up to the next level, be a big boy, get the Penthouse. But no, instead it was something like, you know, the Sweet Potato Queen Rides Again. She's like, we have this book, The Sweet Potato Queen Rides Again. Are you interested? And I was like, no. Like, are you? You don't really seem that interested in it. You know, you're kind of holding it with two fingers up in front of me like it's a dirty object. I don't know. So, these companies do these things where they say, okay, you have to do this. Even though I tell the Comcast lady on no uncertain terms, I'm not like, oh, I don't think so. I say, absolutely not. I know that you have to do this, but I'm going to pass. You know? So at the grocery store, same thing. Their boss must just tell them, ask everybody. It's courteous. People like it. We don't like it. And also, what do I, you think I want some creepy fool walking me out to the car? I'm not even like a, you know, a single young lady. And even I'm like, I don't want this fucking guy to know what kind of car I drive. I have to park like a block away from my apartment. You know, I'm going to be looking in the rearview mirror. I'm going to rear end somebody because I'm going to be driving looking for this fucking guy following me on the mobility scooter that he rigged up. He took the governor off it because he's got, you know, a brilliant technical mind like Jeffrey Dahmer, and he's going to follow me home and drill a hole in my head and pour acid in my brain. That's, you know, that's what I'm, that's what I hear when I hear, would you like to be walked out? It's like, well, would you like to be followed home and harassed over a period of several weeks in a very weird Marky Mark and fear kind of way? I say, oh, I'll pass. Thanks, though. Thanks for the, thanks for being so generous as to offer me that, you know, I get that every day. What a guy. So why do they force it? Here's another weird thing. You know, and I don't want to hurt any feelings here, but I had a stepmom, okay, and she was, you know, I don't know, in her 30s at this time. I saw her go to the grocery store. I was walking home from school. She was out in the parking lot at the grocery store. She is the one person I saw who always availed herself of the carry your groceries, ma'am, service. Always, without fail. Without exception, she would let someone carry her groceries, and I always thought this was bizarre. And I'm not kidding. The day I saw this very old woman putting her groceries in her car. Also, are you supposed to tip them? I know that if this was the 70s, you would be tipping them. But in the 2000s, do you tip? I mean, does people don't even have cash, do they? And what's the appropriate tip? A dollar? Hey, here's a dollar for walking out to my car for me. I'll say this too. There may be a silver lining. There may be a good side. It may be, from time to time, that you know, if I worked there, like when I worked at McDonald's, you know, it was a great job. Sometimes the line would get full because some idiot would order 500 chicken nuggets, you know, and we'd have to make them. Meanwhile, the two cars behind them only wanted burgers. This is going to get real logistical, so just hang on. Hold on loosely. So we would tell the Nugget horse to pull around into the front, you know, pull into the spot right at the end of the drive-thru. We will bring out your nuggets. Walking out the nuggets was like the best job, next to throwing away the apple pies, because they would say, oh, these are too old. We need to make new ones. Throw these away. And you'd say, yes, sir, and then eat apple pies by the dumpster for the next 4 minutes in a frenzy, burning your mouth and not caring. But the next best job was walk this food out there, because it was like 45 seconds that you were not in McDonald's. You know, it was like the closest thing I've been to slave triangle trade, because you get out and you're like, I should just run away. It's like there's a real world out here. Look at this. There's people and cars, and they're not at McDonald's, and they're fine. Then you would go back in and, you know, sweep in a mop. Phyllis Stockless for fucking Phyllis, the old lady who can't go down the stairs. So it could be that the bag boy is just trying to, you know, hey, if I could just walk outside for like 4 minutes, that would be fucking awesome. But not your responsibility. Yeah, overall, the self-check is great, and they should really focus on that. Or focus on not hiring weirdos, and they should train people when you see someone to say, like, all right, if this person looks to be reasonably healthy, they may get a little offended if you ask them for help out. You know, this is the thing that people do. If, you know, if I, you know, was getting out of my chair at the movies and some guy was like, oh, sir, let me help, you know, like I was going to break my hip, I'd be like, fuck you, get the fuck off me, you know what I mean? And probably 10 years from now, I'd be like, oh, this guy thinks I'm old. What a shithead. You know, I came to see Pacific Rim. How old could I be? This wouldn't even make sense to an old man. It's a robot fighting a huge monster with a Japanese name. Some of it seems vaguely Russian. I have no idea. So anyway, why they always ask you? Well, because they have to. And probably because they want to, you know, get out of some work. And then because they're dumb. They're just dumb. You know, this is just one of those services they've always had that we've just accepted. You know, again, bank's not open Sunday. And we just, what are you going to do? Bank's not open Sunday. What are you going to do? Ask the bank to be open on Sunday? That's impossible. Fuck you. So, does that answer this question? Yeah, I think so. So what would I say is the advice in a situation like this? Number one is headphones. Feel free to get Beats by Dre. You know, or a similarly sized headphones. The more the headphone, the seriouser. I've also considered, so I'm going to a wedding next weekend. I'm staying in a studio apartment that I got on someone from Airbnb. So this is just some guy's apartment. He's not going to be there, hopefully. I mean, he won't be there when I arrive, but I'll be checking the fucking closets, I'll tell you that right now, for a dungeon. And I'm saying this right now, so in 3 weeks when you guys are caught up on episodes and I've been missing for 2 weeks, look for me there. One room studio in Keystone, rented by some guy named Dave, who looks like Jack Nicholson. That's how you'll know. That's where I am probably. You know, where my corpse remains. Our hands and feet cut off, all that. Why did I start talking about that? So I have these braces. And I don't know if I'm going to actually know anybody at the wedding outside of a couple people who are going to be in the wedding party, which is always a problem. I don't like how you go to the wedding and it's like, oh, the wedding party all needs to sit at a special table together. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ, you know? What am I supposed to do? I'm going to be sitting with like five losers who couldn't get a date. It's going to be horrible. And going to a wedding alone sucks. I mean, it sucks bad. Not because I'm, you know, just, oh, wish I was in love. It's more of a, I'm bored and I don't want to talk to the, and if someone asks me what I do for a living, I'm going to lose my fucking, what do you do for a living? I don't know. I'll just say I'm unemployed. Or I work at a grocery store. Please don't ask anything else. You know, if you'd like, at the end of the wedding, I'll carry your bag of shit out to the car. How about that? So anyway, I was postulating, theorizing. It's like, well, I got these braces. They give me all these rubber bands that I put in, you know, when I'm not doing a famous talk radio show. Maybe I should throw in some of those rubber bands and then just get little business cards made up that said, hi, I broke my jaw. I can't really talk. Sorry, Pete. P.S. fuck you on the back or something. That way, I wouldn't have to talk to anybody. And they would ask me, how'd you break your jaw? And I would just kind of shrug and be like, ah, I can't talk, you know. And right on the back, something just like fell, you know. And then they'd leave me alone. So this would be a good way to be left alone, you know. On the off chance that there was someone I wanted to talk to, it'd be too bad. But on the other hand, it'd probably be fine. So get braces and just put rubber bands in them. That's a pretty simple way to ensure that you won't have to talk to anybody. All right, should we go? We had another question that was pretty important too. Let me pull up this one here. By pull up, I mean drink this beer. Okay. Dear Snowman, what is the easiest way to put a comforter inside a duvet cover? I keep ending up with lumps and unevenness. Is it better to turn the duvet cover inside out first, like Martha Stewart does? Please help, as we want to go to bed soon. Oh, that's too bad. This was 8 days ago. So you're probably very tired and upset. Best bat and cat. So they want to know the best way to stuff a duvet cover. Duvet cover. That is like the ultimate sign of long-term relationship, right? That you own a duvet cover. You've gotten so practical that you're like, you know, I like this blanket warmth-wise. You've gotten so specific in your blanket taste. You like this blanket warmth-wise, but this is easier to wash. So we'll just do that. You know what I mean? You're not doing what I did for like the last 10 years, using an old blanket that looks like the pattern of jeans on your bed. That was, Jesus Christ. The fact that when people came home with me and saw that, I can't believe they didn't just lose their fucking mind. Is your bed made out of denim? What is this? You know? I didn't own a denim jacket, and I owned like a denim patterned blanket. It wasn't actually made of denim, but it was the exact color, and it had the sort of fibrous appearance of denim. Why they made that, I don't know, and I kind of blame the manufacturers. But here's the other problem. You get the denim blanket, and you fall in love with it. You're like, my God, we've spent so many nights. I spent more nights with that blanket than I've ever spent with anyone else. I've probably slept with that blanket more times than I've slept with anyone, including myself. Probably all combined. This is a long-term love. So, you know, but what do you do? So how do you get the lumps out of a duvet cover? I have no fucking idea, to be honest. I didn't know Martha Stewart said turn it inside. I mean, she sort of knows stuff. Here's the problem with Martha Stewart advice. She's always like, oh, simply do this. And then she makes it look very... She's the opposite of an infomercial person. You know, an infomercial person, they'll be wearing like a slanket. And they'll say, oh my God, this blanket has sleeves. And it'll be like, are you tired of having a fucking blanket around you? And it shows a guy and he's just fully engulfed in flame. Because he was wearing a blanket, you know. Or he's like... wearing a blanket sort of cape like cradling a dead cat, and we're supposed to assume that, oh my God, if only he'd had sleeves in that blanket, this tragedy never would have befallen him. So Martha Stewart's like the opposite of that, because what she does is she'll do something and you're like, oh, I could totally do that. And then you go to do it and you're like, how the fuck did she do that? I don't even understand. I mean, you turn the duvet inside out and then what? How do you get it back right side in? You know, now it's inside out. You put the blanket in there, then what? You know, she does that. She hits a magic wand. A poof of smoke comes out, but it's like a light pink smoke with a lavender scent. And then everything's right side in. Right side, right as rain. Right as rain. Nothing righter than rain. Yeah. It's a classic sign that we're all feeling very good, that it's raining. Makes me extremely happy. So what's to be done? Because I know that's annoying. You know, I have a blanket that's basically become a duvet in that I've washed it, you know, in a regular washing machine. So all the stuffing's gone out. So the top part that I sleep on is basically empty. It's like a blank sheet. And you can feel the seams, you know. It's not a good feel. It's not comfortable. What am I going to do? Buy a new blanket for what? I'm too warm. I wake up sweating like every night. I mean, yeah, turn up the heat. It's summer, you know? And by the time winter rolls around, here's the thing. Summer, you don't even need the blanket. Just get a blanket that looks good that you just leave on your bed all the time and sleep on top of it. And then in the winter, it's cool. You just have a hodgepodge of blankets and no one's going to question that. Also, don't show people your bedroom. No one needs to see your bedroom, okay? I was just thinking about this the other day because, you know, like people get a house and they're always like, do you want to come take the tour? I'm like, I don't know, man. I mean, is there something? Do you have a pool table? No. Some kind of NASA launch pad or something? No. Oh, you have a basement and there's a pipe in the ceiling? And this is where your laundry machines sit. That's, yeah, you know what? I do understand the risk of having this upstairs because the water could leak. Yeah, that is a consideration. But on the other hand, you don't have to go up and down the stairs with the bitch. I mean, is that not exhausting? Can everyone do this for me if you have a home? Can you create a focal point in the home that's nice for visitors? I will say, so where I do this show, you know, there's a room in here, and this is where all my crazy shit is. I mean, this looks like a fucking fun zone. So much crap on the wall, it's like a TGI Fridays turned inside out and stuffed with a blanket, and then it's used as a duvet for the other TGI Fridays. Does that even make sense? I'm all messed up on Czech beer. The point being, when you come to my house, it's like, oh, this is where the radio happens. And here's all this crazy crap on the wall. So that's something to see, right? I'm not going to show you the bathroom. I'm not going to, you know, and the other nice thing is, I mean, I could tour the house by, oh, please step 10 feet in the door, spin 180 degrees, and that's it. There you go. Have a good afternoon. I'll see you later. You know, there's not much to see. So really, you know, when I come to your house, I don't need to see your bedroom, especially if it's just, you know, here's our bed. And you know what else? I find other people's beds to be disturbingly high off the ground. I mean, mine's not on the ground, but it's like, why is your bed like 5 feet in the air? That's horrifying and weird. And I mean, are you hopping into, how are you even getting into bed? Are you like sort of making a light, you know, triple jump into bed? How does that happen? Or, you know, I don't know. Is that to prevent? Do you have like a kid or dog that you're trying to keep off the bed? And is that the plan? We'll just keep fucking ratcheting this. As you know, it seems like it's up on a hydraulic lift, like at a fucking auto body shop, these beds. They just get high, you know, right up to the ceiling. When your nose brushes the ceiling, you had to take the texture off the ceiling just so you could sleep soundly and have that extra space at night. Get the bed so fucking high. So I would say abandon the duvet, unless it's really nice or has something cool on it, then you gotta live with it, man. That's just the name of the game. You know, how do you put a pillowcase on and have it not fall the fuck off? I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know how to do home stuff like that. But yeah, just fucking skip it and just have some shit blanket. You know, use the duvet as its own blanket, by the way, in the summer. It's very light. Yet you can still have that feeling. Why is it? What is wrong with me that I sleep under a blanket? And really, I cannot sleep if I'm not under a blanket, even if I'm warm. You know, it's like, not until you get under that blanket, sir. Then you can sleep. My dumb body just does not understand what it actually needs or wants. It's very confused. It's a very terrible system that my own body has set up for itself. And I don't know why. I'd like to see an improvement there. I need to train myself to sleep without a blanket. So maybe what I need, just give me your duvet. I'll start with, you know, a regular blanket, then duvet covered blanket. No, duvet covered blanket, then just the duvet, then nothing. Nude. There we go. So I don't know. Did that answer your question at all? No, not really. But I mean, that's pretty good for me. Pretty good. I don't know if you've listened to the show in the past, but I'm not exactly a master of disaster. What's the opposite of disaster? saviorisms. I wanted to bring up another issue I came across. You know, we've had some fun on this show with Craigslist in the past. Okay? Talking about some, you know, are you guys looking at the missed connections? I mean, if you're a friend of mine, I'm looking at the missed connections, so I would let you know if one came up for you. And so far, I don't see a whole lot. But there are a couple things that are always good to look at on Craigslist. Missed connections, casual encounters, because they're hilarious. However, this week for the first time, there's one at the top that says strictly platonic. So in theory, this would be someone who's like, I'm looking for friends, right? Like friend, actual friends, where we don't fuck. Just keeping it platonic. Is that right? I mean, I would think that's what I would understand it to be. And not even as, you know, well, let's be friends and then see if we can fuck later, because it's strictly platonic. Platonic. So I would expect friend, people looking for friends. And then I was thinking, what kind of psychopath gets on here and does that? Furthermore, when you click on the strictly platonic, it asks you to pick a category. And they are the same categories that are in the ones for, like, let's fuck. For example, women looking for men. Men for men. Men for women. Women for women. T for men. Is that transsexual? I don't know what T is. And including the women for women, or the man for woman, woman, da-da-da-da. Which, by the way, let's just check the casual encounters. Let's see. Woman, woman looking for man in my local area. Woman, woman for man. Where is that? I can't even find that. Oh, there we go. Woman, woman looking. So this is two chicks looking to bang a guy. Oh, here we go. Two chubbies needing a dick. Well, hey. Hey, men, we are two chubby ladies looking to host a dick tonight. Must be D&D. Normally they say D&D free, meaning drug and disease free, but I guess you must do drugs and have diseases. Pick for pick, hurry. Wow, okay, so this is a big deal. So this happened. So if you want a couple chubby ladies tonight, give them a pick. Pick for pick. Anyway, so even in the platonic, though, they have that same thing, you know? So, like, strictly platonic, I can say, like, all right, I'm a man looking for two female friends at the same time. Man for woman, woman. Are there ads there? Of course. Free camping this weekend. Need more women. Hey there, I'm not a creep. That's a great way to start your ad. Just looking for more people looking for a great weekend, ages 19 to 29. I'm in good group of men and few women going camping at a free spot near Breckenridge. This Friday through Sunday, lots of hiking, fishing, jeep trails, drinking, and 420 friendly. Bring yourself or some friends. One or two more men would be okay, but looking to add more girls to the party. Oh, that's not so bad. All you need is your gear and some food. Write me back and meet for more info on details, directions, or even carpools. Thanks. That doesn't sound so bad, does it? I mean, there's a lot of camping. There was one I saw on here, and it was, like, strictly platonic, and it said, hey, I'm going on, like, a 2-week epic backpacking trip. Why don't you come with me? I'll drive. You know, I'll drive. Okay. Well, as long as you'll drive me to my doom, that would be fine. That fits. And really, when you're looking at strictly platonic, and you say, I would like a woman, I'm specifying that I'd like a woman to come camping with me backpacking for 2 weeks. Are you really looking for just a female companion here? Like, I would like someone who I'm physically repulsed by. That would make this much better. That way I could, you know, focus on my camp. I'd like to focus on camping and hiking. Those are my goals and skills. You know? Oh, here's a good one. Seeking white slut. I need to relieve some stress tonight. Doesn't have to be just this one time either, but tonight I'm going to ruin you. No games, no drama, just the 12 inches in your stomach. And it shows a picture of Snow White hanging from a noose with the 7 dwarfs. I'm not kidding that this is what is on here. I'm going to screenshot this here. How that is strictly platonic. Here's the problem that I immediately discovered. Looking at it, I was like, you know what's the problem with this? I don't think that people really even know what the word platonic means. You know what I mean? Well enough. Oh my God. Here we go. Anime freaks. This is a man for two women again. Picture on here that says, would you take my hand if I could take you to the anime world? Looking for friends that are crazy about anime, who are willing to hang out. Doesn't matter if you're a guy, a girl, gay, lesbian, trans. I just want people to hang out and watch anime. We can draw, listen to music, have fun, all that. Kind of like start an anime group. We can go to conventions and all that awesome stuff. Contact me. Phone number. Wow. I mean, that's the thing, right? That's so weird. Is that weird? I mean, is this how people are making friends now? Handyman hunk. Men for woman, woman. Oh my God, here's like an old man, but he's got a six pack. I have many years experience with painting, drywall repair, drywall finishing, as well as electrical, home remodels, and minor plumbing. I am currently remodeling a condo in Breckenridge and have current pics of my work. I treat every project as if it were my home. I don't smoke or do drugs. Best of all, no plumber's crack. I mean, he's got like an old face, but a nice body. But I don't understand the platonic here. In what way is that platonic? What's the point? You know. And what I found that was really interesting, I thought. Now, here's the other thing. The women for men, I think, is a little more... I think women know what platonic means. I think that this is something that they think is possible and true. You know, oh, here's a tattoo artist. Would you like to tattoo me and I could tattoo you in return? Okay. Looking for someone to treat me right on my birthday. Wow. Looking for someone to treat me right on my B-Day 28 this year. And I want to feel special. Email with your ideas on how to make my day truly one I'll never forget. OPS, it's Sunday. And send your recent pic. Nothing worse than a 45-year-old sending a pic from 25 years ago. I mean, why... You know, I want you to make my birthday special. And it's like, okay, you're 27, turning 28, and you're just looking for a stranger to, like, wine and dine you? That sounds like a, oh my God, that would be so fun. Oh, here we go. Wolverine / lunch this afternoon. Anybody else have the day off and want to go to the movies and hang out? Elysium looked pretty badass, too. I just want a friend to spend a little time with. No sex involved. Maybe we consider it a date, maybe we don't. I'm 21, 5'5", 110 pounds, brunette, in shape. You, be in your 20s, have a good sense of humor, and hold back on the dirty thoughts. Your pick gets mine. Plus, what movie you want to see, or what you want to do. Okay. Well, that could, I don't know, that's possible. Although that's just bias, because it's someone who would go fucking watch Wolverine. And I'd probably get annoyed, because I'd want to buy snacks, and then I'd be like, can this be the point where we decide if this is a date? The snacks point? Because I don't want to buy your snacks. You know, if we're not going to make out later, you buy your own snacks. Right? I mean, if I go to the movie with someone knowing we're not going to make out, if I go to the movies with Nick and Nora, I'll buy him snacks. But that's the deal ahead of time. But if this is a stranger, woman, who's telling me she's fit and petite, and I'm supposed to be like, oh, okay. I could sit next to her and watch Wolverine. Well, why am I supposed to buy her snacks? I think this woman's just trying to get snacks out of me. I really do. This is how badly I've been burned in the past, I guess. I just think, she doesn't even want to see Wolverine or Elysium. She just wants to get fucking $8 of popcorn out of me. Nice try, bitch. Hmm. Well, that sounds like about the end of a show, doesn't it? When I call a perfectly nice stranger a bitch, that's usually a good signal. Thanks again for listening, guys. This is where I get sweet, huh? Where I turn into a real sweetheart. The last 2 minutes, where I just ramble on about how wonderful you are and how you've really shaped my life. You know, walking in the grocery store with your headphones in, listening to this. Listening to... You know, instead of talking to the guy who's stacking apples, you're like, oh good, I'm listening to a psychopath talk about jacking off for the 100th time. That makes a lot of sense. What is this life, huh? But keep listening anyway. I don't know. Don't listen to me now. Listen to the rest of what I say. And don't quit. And I don't know. Somehow turn this into me having money. That would be good too. If I didn't have to work, I could do this like 7 days a week. And then we'd all be really happy, right? Wouldn't that be a real boon to society? All right. Well, this is the song that always makes me cry, so enjoy that. Have a good night, everybody.
By every day, night swimming, remembering that night, September's coming soon, pining for the moon, and what if there were two, side by side in orbit, around the fairest sun. Ever drum cannot describe night swimming. You, I thought I knew you. You, I cannot judge. You, I thought you knew me. This one laughing quietly underneath my breath. Every streetlight a reminder.